It's just being used as a tape recorder, the lens caps on.
Ready? Basically, I've tried, as you well know, over the last 5 years, and I've been through your file, and I've found something like 4 or 5 notes saying exactly the same as I'm going to say today. One I found from the year 2000 on the identical points. And I and Andy Dunn have had the conversation with you many times about doing things which you obstruct those instructions, you ignore them, you do what you like, you always have. So all I'm trying to do here is make it official so that you absolutely do what we say, because basically for 5 years we tried and you've basically ignored everything, as you've been ignoring Andy Dunn with what he's been saying in the last few days. So I just thought the only way to do it and see if it actually makes sense is to do it officially, and that is 3 main areas. One is an easy one, which is timekeeping, which we absolutely have no idea when you're in, when you're not in, what time you get in, because obviously our times are 9 to 5:30, but the lunch is between 1 and 2. Obviously we don't want to adhere to it absolutely bang on, but generally you get in when you want, go when you want, go swimming a few times a week when you want, at 11 o'clock. And so the time, Kim, we would like to try and get a little bit more organised so we know what's going on. That's not a major one. I think the main ones are, and this is in no order, but certainly staff control on your staff, which tend to be, when you're not here, which is quite a lot, is the fact that they are not doing anything. They just seem to be not interested in their job. In particular, Ariane, who absolutely does nothing at all when you're not here. She also doesn't look as though she's doing very much when you are here. We pay her quite a lot of money, and she absolutely does nothing. This has been pointed out to you many times. Andy Dunn has pointed out, which you absolutely deny and say, she does work. Which I can't understand is the fact that everybody here